Welcome to Asia Culture Adventure with Hong Tudo. The time is now 0 UTC, and it's February 14th, Valentine's Day. And so I've got a bunch of songs about love. Songs about love from China, Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia. I'm not even sure what all I've got. Let's do one from Lim Ling and the Silvertones. This is a song from Singapore called Funny Funny, Why Do I Fall in Love with You? That was Lim Ling and the Silvertones with Funny Funny, Why Do I Fall in Love with You? Well, I've got, I'm opening the phone lines again. I don't know if anybody's gonna call because everybody on SDF either seems unable to set up a VoIP account or doesn't know how to use Skype or doesn't want to use Skype or something, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna open up my Skype and my Lin phone application anyway. If you want to call me on SDF VoIP, my extension is 1542. If you don't know how to use VoIP software, but you want to call me anyway on the regular old telephone, you can dial 425-256-7511. It's a Seattle number. It still goes to my SDF VoIP account. And if you like to use Skype, you can call me on the account HONG.TUDOU, Hong.TUDO. Lots of ways to get in touch with me. I don't know if anybody's going to call in, but you could call, chat with me, request a song, insult me on the air, or whatever. Here's a song by the CBC band. This is, let me load it up here. This is a Vietnamese song called something. Oh, I lost the sheet here. This is called The Greatest Love. Thank you. It was CBC. It was called the CBC Band from Vietnam with The Greatest Love. And I'm playing all love songs today because it's Valentine's Day. Even though if you're listening in North America, it's probably not Valentine's Day yet for you. But because we measure all the show times in UTC, it's the zeroth hour. And so it's technically February 14th UTC time. If you want to call me on VoIP and you don't think you have a VoIP account, you may already have a VoIP account and not even know it if you're an SDF ARPA member. The internal VoIP access comes free with ARPA membership on SDF.org. If you're on SDF and you don't have the ARPA membership, why not? It's only $36 for a lifetime membership. It's a one-time fee of $36. Pay the money and you get all kinds of extra stuff that you don't get with the lower access level. I want to play another song from Thailand. This is called Chan Xiang Ping, Could You Love Me?
ไปไกลใจคะนิ่งคนเดียวแม่นบ่มีเด้อยามเป็นแม่นบ่มีเด้อยามเป็นโอ้ยล่ะเอ้ยเห็นว่าอ้ายขี้ลีจะเฝ้าขี้เหื้อเว้นบัดน่ะเหื้อน้องลมกลางวังยังสิได้เอิ้นใส่อ้ายหรอกนะ
Was a Thai song called Could You Love Me? I've got the phone lines open and nobody's calling still because I think nobody can figure out how to hook up their VoIP account. If you do know how to use VoIP, my SDF extension is 1542. If you know how to use a regular telephone, you can call area code 425-256-7511, and that routes to my SDF VoIP account. With the VoIP, you get the regular VoIP for free with your ARPA account. You get internal usage. which means you can call other SDF members. If you pay an extra fee of $15 per quarter, you can call out to the standard telephone network, meaning you can call landlines from your SDF VoIP account. And it's really cool. You don't have to pay any kind of extra toll charges. You can call anywhere in the world, and you just pay a flat rate of $15 per quarter. If you pay an extra $9 per quarter, you can get what's called a personal DID number, which means that other people can call you on your own personal telephone number. So I got one. It's a Seattle area code. The number again is 425-256-7511. And when people call that, it looks just like a standard landline, but it rings into my VoIP account. But it's better than a regular phone number and phone line, because then I can catch that transmission and do whatever I want with it. So what I did is I hooked up an Asterisk server on my Raspberry Pi in my house, and it's running all the time. Oh, somebody is calling. Let me answer this. Someone just called me, but I couldn't hear what they were saying. I don't know why. Maybe that person can try to call back. I'm gonna play another song in the meantime. This is by Gong Lina, and it's a Chinese song called My Lost Love.
爱人赠我一条宽宽的金表锁，我送爱人。 和故事由他去吧。
That was Gong Lina with My Lost Love, and somebody's calling me, or did call me on the VoIP utility, so if that person could try... Okay, I think it's gonna work now. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, it's working. Woo-hoo. It seems like when I mute your mic, I can't hear you for some reason. I mean, when I mute you on mix, I can't hear you. I'm going to have to figure that out.
That kind of makes sense that you, if you muted me, then you wouldn't hear me.
No, but if I've got a mute on, I guess it's because my headphones are going through mix, so I only hear the output of mix.
Well, let me tell you something, Handy C.
Yeah.
As soon as you figure that out, you better update that tutorial.
I will, except the instructions for making tutorials are so archaic and frightening.
Unix is scary.
I started to try to make a tutorial on how to do a headless radio, and then I was so afraid that I wasn't locking the file properly and doing all that stuff that I thought SMJ's gonna yell at me for not making the tutorial.
I'm not gonna yell at you. I mean, just make sure that we don't end up putting up the whole tutorial framework into GitLab or, you know, GitHub or something like that.
Okay, I'll do it.
It's really simple. There's a readme.txt.
Yeah.
And you go and look in there and it tells you about how RCS works. And RCS, basically, you say copy out dash L, lock the file.
Yeah.
You edit the file, and then you CI copy in dash U, unlock. It's really simple.
Yeah, I started trying to do it once before, and then I chickened out. But I keep meaning to get back to it.
It's okay. No one's going to yell at you.
Okay, that's fine. I can handle it anyway.
I'm on the radio. Hey, Mom, I'm on the radio.
Well, this is great. This is finally working, and if we can get other people to realize... I don't think most of the ARPA members know that they have a VoIP account already.
I don't think so either, and when this new SMS beta that's supposed to be our provider is going to spring on us sometime soon, once that starts working, that's going to be cool too, because I used to try to do SMS in the past, and it's like... I would use my Nokia E70 and I could send a text message to the server. The server would see the message, but then it couldn't route it over to the PSTN. So what
software would we use to send those?
SMS.
Oh, you mean use the cell phone to send?
Oh yeah.
Okay, but what? I don't even have a cell phone.
Wow.
You don't have an iPhone? Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're in the Stone Age, just use RCS. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe you could use ICQ. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I've got all these different standards. My wife uses QQ because apparently the hot thing for Chinese people to use.
Of course it is.
Yeah, even though apparently, or rumor has it, that QQ is fed back into the Chinese government so that they can analyze everything that you say on QQ.
And why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not just record everything that you say?
Why not? I mean, Google's already doing it anyways. Why is it so bad if the Chinese government does it?
Sure, and I heard the same thing about Skype also, so...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I suppose... I mean, not that... They're not sending it to the Chinese government, but they're sending it back to Skype headquarters. I think, is Skype owned by Microsoft now? I can't remember.
Probably.
Yeah, so none of it is really safe. Except SDF products are always safe.
Kind of, just because we're so obscure and that log files get deleted and...
Yeah.
I mean, and some things we don't even log because there's just too much output. So it's like, I was thinking about it. It's like Facebook did this thing where they're now talking about whenever they get a information request from the government.
Yeah.
And so they have like a log or something like that. And then I was thinking, like, when was the last time SDF ever got a request for a log entry? And it's like, it's been like 18 years. So
really?
Yeah. Like the last one was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. And, you know, basically they wanted a log entry, it was basically the syslog output, and all they wanted was like an identity entry where basically it showed the IP address that they already knew, which was one of their machines.
Okay.
And they just wanted to see that it was in the log file, and it wasn't. It was just...
Oh, that's all?
Yep, that's all. They didn't ask for the entire log file. I wouldn't have given them that.
Yeah, that's... Okay, good.
Yeah, at least be specific about the information you want. But yeah. I was thinking, like, okay, should we have a blog where we put the last entry from 1998 or whatever?
That would be, that would be pretty funny. But
it would be pretty funny, but at the same time, maybe it's not important, and maybe we don't care.
Well, it's strange that people consider SDF obscure, because how long has it been around? Like 30 years? Since 1987, right?
Right.
Whatever that is, 29 years, I guess?
Something like that.
Yeah. But I know that the Chinese firewall doesn't block SDF because I've used it in China.
Cool.
Yeah. Even without a VPN, you can get on.
Well, we used to have a Chinese guy that wanted to make he actually registered the domain name sdfclub.cn.
Okay.
And he had a web forum. I think it was a PHP forum or something like that. Or what is it? Yeah, PHPBB.
Oh,
and,
right.
He had some Linux users group or something. And anyways, I don't know what happened to him. I think the domain name expired. They lost interest.
Yeah, well, that seems to happen. But, I think it's harder to use those things. It's harder to get a lot of interest in China for that kind of thing because they do control a lot of information. They block most of the other public social network sites, like Facebook is blocked, YouTube is blocked.
Okay.
I think Google is generally blocked, but you can use Google Hong Kong somehow because Hong Kong has some kind of different status.
Oh, sure. Right.
Yeah. So you can connect to Google Hong Kong from the mainland, but...
But all the things you're talking about are all still web-based services, you know, port 80. And
that's right. Yeah.
Sometimes SSL, but...
Yeah.
That's the one thing I've always tried to talk to people. It's like, oh, so SDF is like this retro thing. And it's like, no, it's not that. It's just we're carrying this huge legacy, you know, and we're not just going to discard something because, you know, it's not cool anymore or whatever.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, I mean, I got asked a question about why do I use the Unix shell? And it's like, all right, well, you know, the thing about the Unix shell is like it gives you immediate interaction with your data. And you can change things on the fly as far as your queries are concerned, things like that. And I just thought most people are not, well, most students are taught how to use applications in computer science studies versus, and they might dabble in some programming languages, but they mostly are just learning applications.
Yeah, and there seems to have been a real paradigm shift that occurred sometime, I guess, after GUIs became really the standard thing in maybe the late 90s, that people tend to think of the computer now as in terms of what individual things can I do with it Is there an application that solves this particular problem I have, instead of seeing it as this general purpose machine and thinking, how can I route these different applications? How can I combine them to solve some specific problem that I have?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that too. It's just that I've always thought that the GUI is something that you can put on top. That can be your user interface or your window manager for all your terminal sessions.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you don't have to throw out the other thing because it's hard or because it's a black box and it looks scary. That was one thing that I found out too pretty quickly, is that a lot of like high schoolers would get in trouble for telnetting or SSHing into SDF, and they call it the black box. And like one guy told me that if he ever had a terminal window open, the teacher would just come up to the terminal and close it and then walk away.
Oh, that's terrible.
And it's like, you know, the shell is not a crime. You know, skateboarding is not a crime.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Well, it's because of all those Hollywood movies about hackers. And as soon as you see text on the screen, it means you're being hacked or something.
Well, then it just goes back to prove my point that using the shell is way more powerful than using a GUI.
Yeah. Well, so. I've tried to tell people that, and everybody just—I mean, some people get it, but a lot of people who don't have jobs in the technology industry, they seem confused about why you would, what the benefits would be. And I tell them, you know, you can anything that the computer can do, you can do on the shell. And they say, well, like what? I say, well, anything, any possible thing that the computer could do, you can do on the shell. So if I want to append the number 1 to all the files in this directory or something, I could do that with one command. Whereas if you wanted to do that in Windows, you have to click on each individual file or something.
Yeah, or I mean, you can even drop to DOS shell and you know, append output that way. But it's still that.
But they don't want to. They don't want to use a DOS shell either.
People don't know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, it's maybe it's more about like the GUI is easier because it's more like a multiple guess test, a multiple guess quiz, versus having to answer questions in long form or something like that, where you actually have control over every bit of grammar that you're putting into the answer.
Yeah, you have to think to use it.
You're just going like, oh, is it A, is it B, is it C? Oh, I can't remember if it's C or D, or it's C or D. What is it? I'll just guess it's C.
That bothers
it
me, though. I mean, if people drove cars that way, you know, we wouldn't give people licenses to drive cars if they were driving that way, if they just like did a bunch of random things, started turning the radio knobs and the steering wheel and things and hoping that the car would get to the destination.
That's a funny analogy. Well, anyways, Handy C, I'm cutting into your radio program. You're playing great music.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you helping me test out this VoIP thing. And you can call again anytime. We could make this a regular thing.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I'm gonna start calling you DJ Plugs because you plugs SDF.
Oh, we could do that. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Moan, on the radio! Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, that was SMJ, our benevolent dictator of SDF.org, talking about some of the services that SDF offers and why using a shell account is so much better than using the GUI. But it doesn't have to be a replacement for the GUI. You can use your fancy graphical interface and still use the shell. I've actually got right next to me while I run the show, I have this Raspberry Pi that has X Windows running, and then I have Terminal Windows running in X Windows, because then I can arrange them on the screen and see stuff, and it looks really pretty and fancy, and I have colors and things. But you know, it doesn't have the graphics. The graphics mode of the computer doesn't have to be a replacement for the shell, because there's so many so many nice, powerful things you can do on the shell. You could try to take over the world and, you know, hack other people's computers, or you could do beneficial things, too. Well, let's play some more music. Here's some more Molam music from Thailand. This is a song called Now She Loves Every Man Except Me. We're playing all love songs today because it's Valentine's Day. That was a Thai song by Tongmok Lacha called Now She Loves Every Man Except Me. And I just realized I didn't, I got so caught up in this VoIP, trying to do the VoIP experiments that I didn't finish telling about my VoIP setup over here. So I found out that when I got a Raspberry Pi, these little credit card sized computers that you can do all kinds of crazy stuff with. I was trying to find online different things that I could install on it, and there's really quite a lot of software that runs on the Raspberry Pi because it's just a little Linux box. And I found out that somebody got Asterisk, the VoIP server software, working on the Raspberry Pi. So I installed that, and I found that I could set it up in my house. So I got the Raspberry Pi in my house and this Asterisk software running all the time, and I hooked up a VoIP. I got this VoIP phone box at a garage sale for like $5. I don't know how much they cost normally. VoIP equipment can vary in price depending on how fancy it is, but this was just like $5, and it's a Linksys phone adapter. It's called a model SPA2102. It's not very fancy, but it works. And it's a VoIP phone adapter with a router. So it's got two Ethernet jacks on the back, and then it's got two of the standard telephone jacks. And so what you can do is you route it into your, you connect it to your Ethernet hub. So you hook it into your home internet connection, and then you plug your standard analog phone into it. And this has two jacks on it. So I've got one on my phone in my office, and then my wife has a separate office in another part of the house, because we would kill each other if we were too close together working all the time. So she has another office in another part of the house with her own phone. And I made this voice menu. I don't have it running right now because I'm trying to use the trying to do these phone experiments on radio. But I had it set up so that when you called that number, it would go to what's called an IVR, interactive voice response system. So that when you call like a big company or something, it says press 1. If you want to talk to a real person, press 2. If you want to, hear some advertisement or something, press 3. If you want to go to some other department, and you can customize these and have as many as you want. So I made a phone menu so that it'll say like press 1 if you want to talk to Hong Trudeau, press 2 if you want to talk to Hong Trudeau's wife, and it's really amazing. I don't think I really need it because nobody ever calls me. But in theory, it would be really useful. So that's just one of the many things you can do with the VoIP. And I was so excited about that I went ahead and bought the full VoIP package. So I'll give you my number again if other people want to call. It's I'm at SDF VoIP extension 1542. And if you want to call me on a landline, the phone number is a Seattle phone number. It's 425-256-7511. That's my personal DID number that works just like a landline, but it routes into my VoIP. And then if you don't like VoIP for some reason, I don't know why, if you like to use Skype, you can call me on Skype. My account there is called HONG.TUDOU, Hong.TUDOU. Really easy to remember. Okay, I'm going to play another of these. Another song by Lim Ling and the Silvertones, because I really like that band. This is a song called Love is Like Dew and Flowers. That was Love is Like Dew and Flowers by Lim Ling and the Silvertones. Somebody, I think, is trying to get through but on the VoIP line, but it doesn't seem to be working properly. I'm not sure what's wrong. If you want to call me on my VoIP account, you can call me with a regular phone line. The number is 425-256-7511. It's a Seattle number. 425-256-7511. Or you can just enter extension 1542 on the SDF VoIP system. Okay, I'm going to play another song. This is from a collection of Cambodian songs, and it's called Birds Are Singing, But My Lover Won't Return. Someone just called, but I had some technical problems. I'm sorry to the person who called. I don't seem to have a way to answer the phone and hear the audio without putting you on the show. I thought that I had control over that, because I've got two different mute buttons. One mutes your mic in mix so that people can't hear you on the air. And then I've got this separate application called Linphone that I'm using to answer the phone calls. And it seems like my audio is coming out from, it's the output of mix, and I don't hear the output of Linphone. But I think I can repair that, but I'm gonna do some experiments later today and see if I can get it working for the next show. So I apologize to the person who called for trying to put you right on the air, because I couldn't hear what you were saying. But I've got this, if you're using a Mac to stream your show, if you're a DJ on a non-radio and you're using a Mac, you're using OS X to stream your show, you can use this program called Loopback, and it will let you create virtual audio devices and route anything, any audio stuff on the Mac to any other audio stuff. so you can create virtual input and output devices, and that's what I'm using to route anything. So I tried it the other day on the open mic. I tried routing my MIDI keyboard through, and it worked. I wasn't a very good keyboard player, and I was just kind of banging around on it just to see if I could hear stuff. But it did send the audio through. So I found that Mix works really good for that, because you can just put everything up on a mic, and then you have control over whether or not the mics are on. And so I routed this audio software I use. It came with the keyboard. I can't remember what it's called. It's Ableton Live 9 Lite. So it's like a crippleware version of Ableton Live software. It's really nice software, but I wasn't sure how to get the audio out from that onto non-radio. So I used this program called Loopback and routed that output from Ableton Live in. I made it recognize as a microphone in Mix, and that way I could have one microphone for me talking or singing or whatever, and then have the other one be the keyboard output. And it worked, so I can see if I can do some more listenable things with that. The open mic is coming up in just a couple hours. Let me look at the non-radio schedule here. So my show, now only an hour, we've only got 9 minutes left. My show runs from 0 to 1 UTC, and then we'll have the robot DJ, DJ Kumada, for a few hours. And then the open mic comes on at 4 o'clock UTC, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock UTC. So stick around for that, because people will be, you never know what people are going to put on there. You can connect to it if you want. You can be a DJ. You don't have to have a lot of software. You don't have to have professional quality equipment or anything. You can connect using, some people have been using this program, but it's a very simple program that you can, it's pretty easy to get running, and it's free. It's called BUTT, but some people are using a program called Nicecast, which is pretty simple to use. It costs $50 to register it, so that might be out of some people's budgets. But you can also use a program. I'm doing my show from this program called Mix, M-I-X-X-X, and it's free. It's a multi-platform program, and it works really well. I'm really impressed with it. I actually like it more than Nicecast, because it seems a little bit easier to use. And I have my whole setup here is all I've got is Mix running, and then I'm just using the internal microphone of the of a MacBook Pro. I'm meaning to get a better microphone, because I'm not that satisfied with it. And then I've got this Neumark DJ2Go board, which you don't need to have, but it makes it a lot easier to have control over the music, because it has all kinds of physical sliders and buttons and things. So when I want to switch from one song to another, all I have to do is press a physical button in front of me. And I find that a little bit easier to use than clicking stuff on the screen. But it's not a requirement. So I mean, when I started doing this back in, I think we revived a non-radio back in July 2015, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I just got some free stuff together and cobbled together a show in about 10 minutes. And it didn't sound that great, but it went out, and it worked. And as I get more involved in this and invested in this, I've started acquiring more software and hardware, both, to get the show sounding a little bit more professional. But if you just want to get started, it's very simple. So, you know, get one of, I would say get BUTT, because it's free, and then you can just see if you're able to connect. And if you go to anonradio.net and go to the shows tab and click on open mic, you will see the open mic mount information. So it's just the login name is open mic, OpenMic, and then there's a password. And you just need to put that information into whatever software you're using, and you can connect. So that's going to be at 4 o'clock UTC. It's every day, 4 o'clock UTC to 8 o'clock UTC, and people have been putting some crazy stuff on there. SMJ put this crazy mix together of this song that's been driving everybody crazy, this Rubber of High Quality song, Thai song that I played the other day on my show, and he's been remixing that into various weird new versions that are very creative. So maybe I'll play one next time on the show. Okay, I'm running out of time here, so I want to play this Laotian love song, Music of Laos. I don't know what the title of this is. It's just called Love Song.
All in all. ห้องควายแม่มากเขากามสากไม่เห็นค่อนงามอายเมื่อยมาโนลงมอยมอยแม่นว่าหนอนางเอ๋ยบัดนี้เอาเด้อนับแต่ฟังเด้ออมลมเสยใหม่อ่อนพี่สายสะท้อนเห็นหน้ามอมมาเบิ่งเป็นหยังเด้อผู้หลอดแต่ฝ่าหน่อยนอพระอินทร์เขียนพี่มาวนเวียนหาตั้งแต่แล้งวันนี้สังผู้ดีแต่นอลาไปตาคุ้มผมย่องล่องบาแม่นเจ้าบุญกวงนอแม่นแม่นไผปั่นมากกันแต่นอกายสายกระสายพ่อเพชรผู้เบาเห็นแดดินคุณได้กินยังนั่นสันใดจังได้รออย่าขอเบาเกี่ยวไปเกี่ยวฟันกันท้อนแม่นเจ้ามีคู่ซ้อนหรือหักอยู่เป็นสาวเจ้าผู้ขาวนวลในแม่นดังจันทึ่งฟ้าโทษให้เป็นคู่ลาไปเทียมสองซ่อนเสียสีสุ้มเผาเสียสกุลนองพูนลือของขายสื่อคือดังแพ้ไหมข่อยบ่ไล่แพ่งขวัญไปคาพันขอสื่อขันยืมมาถือของไปเขียนข้อคาถาสื่อใดดังขาบ่ล้อสาอยู่ดนมักน้องล้นจนได้ลาลืมคิ้วบ่เคยเห็นยิ่งงามดังนางแน่นปั่นมักตันเต็งใส่ไปหันใจกะบ่ลองแล้วมันลองมักน้องไปมองไม่ใหญ่โตเบาพื้นกลัวก็เกินว่าเจ้ากลัวไกลกว่าศีลดารถจันทร์หน้าปิดร้องเกือบ2 3น้ำนี่มันนั่งคันดาพญาความดังไอไกลกันเม็ดทวนทวนว่าแย่นก็บ่ถึงเจ้าพุ่นยอดนำเพิงรถคาเมษาพุ่มมาลาบินตอมกินหอมย่ำแรงบนแห้งกับผู้ใส่มาห่มห่อนี่มาพ่อมักเจ้าไปหนาวเนื้อเหงาหายเบิ่งหูปลายมันคือดังกลุ่มคันเจ้านี่เด้อเจ้านี่คือดวงจันทร์ไปนอมุนทาหน่อยมาดูโตข่อยไปคือพั้มทองพังบ่ได้ก่อสังกะปังนั่นบ่สมยอดซออมไปล่มกวนหอมหวนทำให้ย้วนใจซ้ายเหมือนเมื่อไก่มาพ่อพี่เจ้านี่เด้อมันดำคือหมอผนังนอคือแวนกันมาแย่นแย่นแน่นปั่นบ่เป็นโทษทนเด้อตัวพี่ขอเบาเล่นพ่อให้สวงความลับขับเป็นกวนลำเจ้าไปเกี่ยวน้ำลำเจ้าเด้อเที่ยวทางพ่อไปนอนิ่นล้วนขาได้มาพ่อหน้าไปขอเกี่ยวความกวมบังเข้ารวมเป็นพ่อพี่มาเห็นดังได้เป็นบุญตัวแม่เกี่ยวกันพันอ้าวนั่งเป็นสาวเสียนกูแม่นโทนั่งเบาอ้อยเศร้างามมื่นลอยบ่ปานเจ้าเผาในให้พิมพ์ใบเบาว่าอาละหังจังสิจ่าน้ำซ้ายโผดน้อลอยเจ้าพี่เด้อนางลาเทวาลูกไผเพิ่นอย่าเกินใส่สำคำหน่อยค่อยตาแดงได้มาดเมียงสมดังใจนึกคันค่อยมีเฮียนตึกสิมอบม่วนย่อมวนอ่อนอ้องอายย่อไก่เข้าไปพังเด้อนางเอ๋ยคันตัวเป็นลูกจ้างในคนใส่สวงตินสินสมสั่งสั่งแก้ง้อขินบริเวณลงแล้วมันพักนอนหมอนเท่าสีเอามาย่อให้สาวนางเบิดทุกอย่างฮอดตินและห่างสิถวยน้องผู้เดียวพี่ได้เกี่ยวสมจูบจอมใจบ่ให้ใส่ใจรักสกสันเสียงซื่นนั่งยืนเหย้ามันเทียมกันกับพี่จักรยานแท็กซี่มันมีให้เที่ยวสู้มักยังกูติดกระปงส่งคืนนาฬิกาโซ่เดินไปใส่แขนทั้งใส่เดินเทียมกันกับอายไปย้ำเลี้ยงล่องเที่ยวบ่ให้เกี่ยวหูปลายมันท่อได้ปันขอเบาตอนนี้วันขาเต่าล่องนี่มันห่วงล่องเสื่นนี่มันเสื่นแต่เงาอยู่กว้างกว้าง
A song from Laos, just labeled as Love Song on the version that I have. So I think I'm about to get cut off here by the auto scheduler is telling me that I've only got about 30 seconds left, so I'm just gonna turn on this background music behind me. It's called Butterfly Lovers by Li Qiang. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to Asia Culture Adventure, and we'll be bringing you more fantastic music from Asia. Good night.